Welcome to the Legacy Lab. This is your one-stop destination for insights and strategies to build a legacy. Whether it's managing health benefits, growing your retirement nest egg, or safeguarding your business with innovative risk solutions, we're here to help empower you to thrive today and secure tomorrow. The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, or professional advice. RMC Group recommends consulting with a qualified professional regarding your specific needs and circumstances. Welcome back to the Legacy Lab. My name is Ashley Simpson, and I've got Megan Davis here with me today. We're going to talk about something that almost every business owner has, but very few actually understand, and that is liability risk. When most people hear general liability, they picture something or someone slipping on a wet floor, filing a lawsuit, and yes, that for sure happens. But the reality is, liability exposure goes far beyond slip and falls.
Exactly. We see it all the time. A business thinks they're covered because they have general liability policies, and then something unexpected happens, maybe a contract dispute or a damage that shows up months after a project is done. And suddenly they're exposed in ways they never even realized. So today we're breaking down what liability really means, where businesses are most vulnerable, and how the right insurance strategy can help protect them.
Exactly. One of the biggest misconceptions about liability is that it's just about accidents, but liability actually comes from three different things: where you operate, how you operate, and who you do business with. Every customer you serve, every vendor you hire, every contract you sign creates a potential risk.
And what surprises a lot of business owners is that you can do everything right, follow all the safety rules, hire great people, and run a clean operation and still end up facing a claim. Liability isn't about fault. It's about responsibility. If someone gets hurt or property is damaged, or someone believes you didn't meet your obligations, you can now be pulled into a claim.
So let's talk about the four biggest types of liability exposure that we're going to see across almost every industry. The first is premise liability. This is what most people think of: injuries or property damage that happen at your physical location. That could be a customer slipping in a lobby, a delivery driver tripping in a warehouse, or even damage caused by unsafe conditions.
And this applies to way more than just retail stores, offices, medical practices, landlords, warehouses. And if people come to your property, you're going to have this exposure. The second type is operational liability. This is when injury or damage happens while you're actively doing work. So think contractors, service technicians, installers, or even professional services. If something goes wrong while you're performing your job, that's an operational liability.
Third is products liability. So if you manufacture, sell, or distribute a product, you're exposed even long after the product leaves your hands. A defect, a malfunction, or even a missing warning label can turn into a serious claim.
And the fourth is completed operations liability. This is huge for contractors or service providers. It means something goes wrong after the job is done, maybe even months or years later. A faulty installation, a construction defect, a repair that fails later on, you're still going to be responsible.
That's right. So when a liability claim happens, it's not just about the payout. Businesses face legal defense costs even if the claim is baseless. And legal fees alone can be devastating to a business.
There's also the reputational impact. Claims can lead to lost clients, lost contracts, and even damage to your brand. So even if you win, you're still going to lose time, energy, and often some business opportunities.
We've seen not great turnouts. So how does the insurance actually work? Let's talk about that. This is where commercial general liability insurance actually comes in. It's the foundation of protection. A standard policy covers bodily injury and property damage tied to your premise or operations. Personal and advertising injury like libel or copyright issues, and medical payments for minor injuries. So that's only one piece of the puzzle.
A lot of businesses think that having a policy in general means they're protected, but if it's not structured properly, there can be huge gaps. Limits, exclusions, and how policies interact all matter.
That's right. At RMC, we don't just place the policies. We look at the entire risk picture. We design general liability programs based on your industry, your operations, and your exposure. We also coordinate coverage with workers' comp, auto, umbrella, and other policies so that there aren't those huge dangerous gaps.
And we're not going to disappear after the policy is issued. We're going to help businesses review their coverage as they grow, hire, expand, and take on new contracts, because as risk changes, the coverages should change with it. And that's how businesses stay protected in the long term.
Liability risk is unavoidable when you run a business, but financial chaos doesn't have to be.
If you don't know what your biggest liability exposure is, that's usually a sign that it's time for a review.
For sure. And if you want help understanding where your risks really are, that's what our team is for here at RMC. We're always here to help. We have a blog on this topic that we will link in the show notes for you guys. We'll also leave our contact information in those notes. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And don't forget to follow us on social media and wherever you're listening to podcasts to stay up to date with our latest episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Legacy Lab.
Thanks for joining us at the Legacy Lab. Building your legacy starts with staying informed and making the right moves. Be sure to subscribe and catch our next episode as we talk about what matters most for your health, wealth, and peace of mind. Until then, take care, and let's plan for a better tomorrow.